At the age of 43, Jenny Rivera was an institution in Spanish-language entertainment. She was a hugely popular singer, a reality television star, and the producer of several TV shows. Jenny Rivera was preparing to cross over to English-language media when she died last night. She had just finished a concert in Monterrey when her plane went down in northern Mexico. NPR's Mandalit El Barco has an appreciation.
Many of Jenny Rivera's fans in Southern California have been leaving flowers and candles outside her family's homes and at Plaza Mexico, a shopping mall in the L.A. suburb of Linwood. 26-year-old Bernice Cornejo stopped by to pay her respects by singing her favorite Jenny Rivera song.
Me gustan las chacalosas porque hacemos mucho ruido.
Cornejo says even though the song is about a hard-working, hard-drinking woman, Rivera was a role model for her fans.
Hispanic women, we go through a lot, physical abuse, mental abuse, and she actually said it herself that she went through it, and she wanted us to see in her that she made it so we could have made it just the way she made it.
Rivera became popular for singing about her own troubles, the domestic violence she suffered as a young woman, her struggles with weight, being a single mother, and her three failed marriages.
Tenemos que hablar de mujer, hay que dejar unas cosas en claro, que no te guste, tienes que entender, lo que es mío y no voy a soltarlo.
Jenny Rivera was known as the diva of banda music, a brass polka style popularized in northern Mexico and with Mexican immigrants in the U.S. She was born in Long Beach, California, had her first child when she was 16, got a degree in business administration, and tried her hand at real estate. But her family was becoming a Mexican-American musical dynasty. Her four brothers, including superstar Lupillo Rivera, all perform. They grew up going to swap meets where their father, Pedro Rivera, started his music business selling mixtapes. Pedro eventually launched his own record label, producing narco corridos, ballads celebrating Mexican drug traffickers. Outside his home last night, Rivera thanked fans and asked them to remember his daughter as she was, straight with the world.
Toda la familia estamos muy tristes por lo que sucedió con mi hija.
Jenny Rivera made her first album in 1992 and launched her television career with a reality show 3 years ago.
Yeah, she's a superstar, and we can never get enough. We all love Jenny. Oh, Jenny, I love Jenny.
Cameras caught the soap opera of Jenny Rivera's life, her antics, and those of her five children and grandchildren. Viewers watched her struggle to raise her kids, remarry, and even go through a breast cancer scare.
I was trying still to be strong. But if anybody were to see me, they'd know that I was in pain, that I just wasn't. La diva de la banda, Jenny Rivera.
She talked about the show with Los Angeles station KTLA.
The fans love reality. They love for me to be who I am. I'm very transparent. I try to be authentic and genuine with them.
I Love Jenny was so popular, it even spawned a spinoff starring Rivera's oldest daughter, Chiquis. And Jenny caught the attention of ABC TV, which was developing a comedy around her about a bicultural, bilingual, middle-class single mother and business owner, just like Jenny Rivera herself. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
Me buscan por chacalosa, soy hija de un traficante. Conozco bien las movidas, me crié entre la mafia grande, de la mejor mercancía, me enseño a vender mi padre.
This is NPR.